Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Courtney Manor's professional caring staff. They're committed to offering the highest quality of care to their neighbor residents. Courtney Manor of Bad Axe, where neighbors care for neighbors. And Huron County Senior Citizens Living Facility is working on making Christmas merry and bright for some children. Siblings Bayview Gardens Assisted Living Facility is doing a toy collection drive to help children have a happy holiday. The facility is collecting toys for all ages of children. Besides having adults drop off gifts, the facility is coordinating the event to show children they can help others as well. On December 13th, Santa and Mrs. Claus will be at the Bayview Gardens Assisted Living Facility at 2 p.m. There will also be a hot chocolate bar and an ornament-making activity. There will also be a special winter backdrop where family photos can be taken. And one of the first winter storms of the season brought between 5 to almost 8 inches of snow in parts of the Thumb. Because of that, there were several crashes reported in St. Clair County. Between 5 and 8 p.m. last night, county deputies were kept busy. Deputies handled 26 calls for property damage crashes, 5 person injury crashes, 4 rollover crashes, and 9 vehicles in a ditch calls. Besides those storm-related calls, St. Clair County Central Dispatch handled almost 900 calls that were made. And Hemlock Public Schools have started developing a new strategic plan, continuing their commitment to openness and collaboration with families, staff, and the community. The plan, known as Pull the Sled, aims to set priorities for academic learning, student wellness, technology facilities, and community partnerships, while providing clear measures of progress and regular updates along the way. District leaders say public feedback will play a central role through forums, work groups, and online channels. Superintendent Dr. Don Killingmack notes that the plan is intended as a living roadmap designed to adjust and evolve based on community input and evidence, keeping trust and accountability at the forefront of Hemlock's approach. When we come back after this Courtney Manor sponsor message, we'll get to our national and international news.
This is Tina Chambers, administrator at Courtney Manor. If you're looking for a place where your loved one will feel truly cared for, look no further. At Courtney Manor in Bad Axe, we offer a warm, comforting environment where both long-term care and short-term rehabilitation are provided with kindness and compassion. We understand that it's hard to make these decisions, and we want you to feel at peace knowing your loved one is in the best hands. We have been serving the families of Huron County for years, and we're proud to be a part of your journey, offering personalized care in a place that feels like home. We provide more than just care. We provide comfort, dignity, and a safe space where every resident is treated like family. From our professional staff to our home-like living environments, we're all about you. We're committed to making sure that you can rest easy, knowing your loved one is surrounded by compassion and caregivers who treat them like their own. At Courtney Manor, you'll find the peace of mind you deserve. Call us today at 989-269-9983. We'd love for you to visit, meet our team, and see how we can help. The choice is yours. Courtney Manor is a Sienna Healthcare managed community, and we are truly all about you.
And we're back in a Thumb Broadcasting newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. And for our national news, after a major post-Thanksgiving snowstorm set November snowfall records in Chicago and prompted thousands of flight cancellations, transportation agencies are warning travelers in the affected regions to anticipate additional delays and to monitor updated forecasts as the new system strengthens while moving east. In their international news, ABC News reports that U.S.-Ukraine meeting in Florida has shifted international attention toward how Russian President Vladimir Putin will respond when U.S. Envoy Steve Witkoff presents a revised peace plan in Moscow, with analysts reviewing the encounter as a key test of whether the conflict can move toward negotiations. And that's been your local, regional, national, and international news, which you can get from anywhere, anytime, along with your obituaries and weather, right here on thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Courtney Manor's professional caring staff. They're committed to offering the highest quality of care to their residents. Courtney Manor, where neighbors care for neighbors.